My name is Maria Bibi. I am the president of Kaisipan, a giving back project based in Florida, USA. Our mission is advancing digital capabilities for all educators. By digital capabilities, we mean a set of cognitive, technical, and humanizing competencies using information and communication technologies. Kaisipan's learning and teaching approach is three-pronged to harmonize: one, learner-centered pedagogy that balances knowledge with social-emotional learning; two, curation and alignment and creation of open education resources, OER; and three, leveraging last-mile intermediate technologies. Kaisipan collaborates with partner educators in the Philippines and in the Philippine diaspora.
My name is Imelda Parcacio. I am connected with Benguet State University under the College of Teacher Education and a teaching fellow of Kaisipan under the leadership of Maria Bibe. My college is a center of excellence in education awarded by the Commission on Higher Education Philippines. Benguet State University is a Level 4 accredited state university in the Philippines.
Kaisipan and Benguet State University are honored to be part of a collective impact. The award validates our work on promoting open education resources without borders, open education for all. OER is an ongoing process that requires collaborative effort where many drops can become an ocean. The ability of educators to think together and work together on OERs to achieve quality learning outcomes is exciting, particularly because cooperation is embedded in the Philippine cultural tradition of bayanihan, cooperative undertaking. Together with our teaching fellows, we are building the capacity of educators from DepEd Manila, Marcos Mariano State University, New Cabalan, and the Association of Private Schools in Benguet, North Luzon, to align, curate, access, reuse, adapt, redistribute, and create OER. We facilitate international cooperation between schools in the U.S. and the Philippines and the Philippine diaspora. Together with the Department of Science and Technology, we are experimenting with sustainability models for delivering OER online and offline. The department has deployed Starbooks, or the Science and Technology Academic and Research-Based Openly Operated Kiosk Stations. It is a standalone information source designed to reach those with limited or no access to information resources. The project aims to provide science, technology, and innovation-based content in various formats to students and other constituents in geographically isolated and economically challenged schools and communities throughout the country. Kaisipan will help with curated OERs.
At present, collective efforts are exerted to share what OER is and how it will improve one's instructional curriculum through a continuing online-offline webinar to basic education school teachers. It is a workshop on the what and how to curate instructional materials, creating, accessing, reusing, adapting, and redistributing their collected OERs are always positively appreciated by the teachers at the end of the sessions. As a teacher education institution, Benguet State University intentionally integrates and advocates the use of OER in the various courses that is taught under its education program, like Bachelor in Secondary Education and Bachelor in Elementary Education. The pre-service teachers are trained how to maximize and appreciate the equitable quality of OER that results to their understanding of the importance of knowing how and why they need to enrich their content as they prepare and execute their lessons.
Based on experience, an ongoing concern is that Philippine policymakers in education are quick to say, but OER is not culturally relevant. We think this comes from a perception or a misperception that OER is embedded in stone and therefore cannot be reused, remixed, and redistributed. This misperception can be addressed through communicating with stakeholders and growing the number of OER literate advocates, users, and OER creators while advancing for a supportive policy for OER.
Kaisipan, together with BSU, believes that the building of the capacity of stakeholders in the use of OER is a big step towards achieving a global coherence in education as each contributes to the list of resources, models, and policy for OER.
Bit by bite, Kaisipan, Benguet, and all of the recipients of the 2021 UNESCO OER Implementation Award for Excellence have started promoting and reinforcing international cooperation. We wish for this to be an ongoing and sustainable effort for collective impact.